Welcome to the VAT update for 14th April. And we've got six items to cover this month, the first of which is an interesting case that came before the Supreme Court. And HMRC have lost because they failed to analyse properly the contracts. The case concerned secret hotels, which acted as agents, as an intermediary between holidaymakers and hoteliers wishing to accommodate those holidaymakers. And the contract terms made it quite clear. In the Supreme Court, Lord Neubiger gave the leading judgment, which was unanimously supported by the other judges of the Supreme Court. He analysed the contracts and the booking conditions and came to the conclusion that HMRC were wrong to suggest that secret hotels were within the tour operator's margin scheme, otherwise known as TOMS, because they acted as an agent of the hotelier and not as a principal. It's a great pity for this company that they had to go all the way to the Supreme Court before they were successful. And the interesting part here is that HMRC were challenging them for £7,119,702 of VAT. So it was a substantial amount at risk. And Lord Neuberger has made it quite clear at paragraph 36 that the arrangement was that of an agent and not a principal, and HMRC should not have been seeking the tax. We all will be familiar with the budget announcement, and from 1st April the registration limit has gone up from 79,000 to 81,000, and similarly the deregistration limit is now set at 79,000. From 1st of May of this year, new VAT fuel scale charges will be effective. And as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes, and those notes contain links which give the full detail of the new rates to be applied. I have to say that corporate fuel being supplied to employees is no longer, in general, advantageous from a tax viewpoint, and it is only people who do a very substantial mileage who could benefit from this. I was recently looking at a situation of a Land Rover Discovery, and I worked it out that the average private mileage is between 8,000 and 10,000 miles a year. But in order to deal with the assessable benefit in kind, you had to do over 44,000 private miles before it became tax effective. And it would actually be cheaper to buy all the fuel yourself than to pay the tax for a 40% taxpayer. So if you get clients with the fuel scale charge, it might be worth looking as an exercise to see whether this is still a tax-efficient benefit. VAT have also published a revised notice 700/63 giving details of electronic invoicing, which is the way of the future as it reduces paperwork. And helpfully, HMRC have published a three-page summary of recent changes in VAT Note 1/204. But to finish with, HMRC have published new guidance admitting that in the past their practice and policy has been wrong in relation to manufacturers' rebates and refunds. And HMRC has changed its view in this and recognised the Elida Gibbs principle that a manufacturer is entitled to adjust its VAT to take account of reimbursements paid directly to final consumers under, for example, a promotion scheme or when faulty goods are returned direct by the customer. Now, this may mean if you've got clients who are affected by this that you should be putting in a protective claim as quickly as possible, because HMRC have introduced a new regulation 38ZA, which takes effect from 1st April, but basically the law in the past was incorrectly being applied by HMRC, and if you've had a manufacturer who has been obliged to account for gross sales instead of recognising refunds and rebates, then there may be an opportunity to reclaim VAT overpaid from earlier accounting periods, and the usual 4-year cap will apply. So if you want to read more about this, log on to the podcast notes and then follow the link to VAT Information Sheet 3/14. Thanks very much for listening.